Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Darren, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, man. Hey, man. Yo. Thank you guys for helping me out.
Okay, well, I mean, we haven't helped you all yet. We're just listening to your story, but you're welcome. So what happened?
Yeah. So, man, I've been dating this girl for a little bit, and things have been actually going pretty good. It's been a couple of months.
Yeah.
We've been out seeing each other, you know, getting food, getting drinks. We even been, like, hanging out at each other's places.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So things have actually been getting that far. They've been getting good, and now I just stop hearing from her. No texts.
Okay.
No calls. None of that.
This is easy. Well, if you guys were hanging out for that long, what happened the last time you hung out?
I mean, nothing bad happened. I mean, we spent way too long trying to find something to watch. Our food got cold. Other than that, it was like, yeah.
So you can't think of anything that you said or you did?
No.
Nothing that she found out that you've been hiding for a couple months?
Let me see. No, not that she would have found out.
Yeah, he's like, she hasn't found that yet. All right. Do you have any kids she doesn't know about, Darren?
Yo, if I do, I don't even know yet.
Oh, okay. Okay, so maybe she found out about the kid that you don't even know about yet. No, okay, you know, we'll just give her a call for you next. How about that?
Hello?
Hello, is this Shauna?
This is she.
Oh, perfect. Shauna, this is Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa calling you from Hot 96.9. Can I explain to you why we're calling? It's because somebody wanted us to reach out to you about... I'll just explain it. Okay, so what happened was...
Wait a minute. I was expecting a call from the bank. Who is this?
Oh, well, we're not the bank. Okay, my name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa, and we're calling you because somebody gave us your number, okay? And it's a guy who basically wants to go on a date with you. I'll tell you his name because you know who he is. And the reason that we're calling you is because if you say yes to this date with him, which you should, we'll pay for any type of date that you choose. So you can pick the place you want to go to or wherever you want to meet him. And we'll provide all the food and the drinks and stuff like that for free. So, I mean, at worst case scenario, you're having a not great date, but you're still going to eat great and drink great.
Yeah, could we, like, kind of speed this up? Because the bank's going to call me in, like, a minute or two.
Okay.
Hurry up, Romero.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, Darren. This guy, Darren, who said you guys have been hanging out for a while, and all of a sudden you're not hitting him up at all.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So you're not... Okay, but would you like to see him again?
Definitely not.
Definitely not. Okay. And can you explain to us why, just so we can tell him, because he seems very confused, especially because you're not returning any of his calls?
I mean, I guess. I mean, we've been going out for a little while. He seemed fine, nice. And then he's calling me this out of nowhere named Gawk Gawk or something like that.
Yeah.
Named what?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but... I don't care. I mean, when I give him jobs, I might get, like, too into it.
Yeah, hell yeah, you do.
Wait.
Hold on.
I need to hear the rest of this.
Okay, wait, hold on. Okay, Darren's on the phone, Shauna. Darren, stay quiet. I'm going to put Darren on pause real quick.
That piece of shit.
Okay, go ahead, Shauna. What were you saying?
So, like, when I go down on him, I kind of have, like, a little bit of, like, a gag reflex. So
yeah.
He started calling me, like, gawk gawk. So I'm like, Jesus. What the this motherfucker starts calling me Glocka. And then, like, I didn't think anything of it because I'm a non-confrontational person.
Oh, boy.
And then he starts calling me Glock in public, around my friends, around my parents.
Oh, my God.
And, like, my dad one day was like,
how do you explain
like,
that?
Hold on.
Like, my dad one day was like, what does that mean? Like, I just was like, you know what, Dad? It's just like, it's a joke.
Your dad asked what Glock meant?
Yeah.
Okay, that's when you have to lie.
So.
Yeah, like, it's just like, it got too far. It's just like, ridiculous. It got a little funny when it was just the two of us, you know, whatever. As I said, I'm non-confrontational. But then when he starts, like, saying that out in public and with my friends and my family, like,
I'm out. All right. Hang on 1 second. Darren. Are you there, Darren?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Okay, so is it true what she's saying?
That's like a thing I do. I always call the girls I'm saying, like, little nicknames from stuff when we, like, are intimate, like, you know, vacuum lips or, like, you know, swiggity swooty booty.
Wait, what?
Hold on. Can you explain why you call her Gok Gok?
I'm gonna just say it. When she goes down on me, it sounds like.
Okay.
I don't deserve to ever get one again.
So you started. So you gave her the nickname Gok, and at least okay, but you were calling it to her face, and she was cool with it.
Yeah. Like, we joke around, I call her that. You know, she called me Big Nose. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't care that you're calling me that, but don't f***ing say that in front of my dad.
Why were you calling her that in front of other people?
I was messing with her. I may have crossed the line there a little bit.
Yeah.
Mixing business with family like that. We're really sorry.
right. Because, you know, naturally her dad's going to be like, why are you calling my daughter Gok Gok?
I was going to come up with something. I'd cover that up quick. But I'm not going to lie. Okay, I'm real sorry about that. It was so funny to me. I shouldn't have done that, though. I thought it was so funny. I didn't think about it till I got home.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, yo, what did I do?
Yeah.
Like, that was too far. Wait, so, okay, did your dad end up asking you about where that name came from?
He did, and I told him it was, like, something from a Netflix show. It was, like, I'm, like, lying to my father.
Good one.
Wow. You are not right.
That's funny.
So if he f***ing asks you about it, you stick with that story, you a**hole.
Wait. So you're willing to see me again?
I mean, I guess so. Just don't.
Wow!
Nice.
Yay!
Oh my God! It took 3 months, but we got our first second date of 2021.
Yes!
Or the fifth date, or ninth date, or whatever the hell it is. Congratulations, Darren and Shauna, aka Gok Gok.
Yeah, yo, get that out of your head.
All right.
Stop.
Yeah. Gok Gok is done. But you gotta admit.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.